Welcome to your weekly Salem History Moment. This program is brought to you by your local Salem Historic Landmarks Commission and focuses on the people, places, and events in Salem's past. This is Kimberly Fitzgerald. April is World Landscape Architecture Month. Established by the American Society of Landscape Architects, which was founded in 1899. This is a month-long international celebration of landscape architecture and designed public and private spaces. During the month of April, landscape architects around the world aim to highlight how the outdoor spaces we inhabit every day can be shaped by landscape architecture. On April 26th, at the World Forestry Center up by the zoo, the Oregon chapter of Landscape Architect will be holding their annual symposium. This year, its focus is on lenses, perspectives on design, and investigates how designers can look at things from new perspectives to create more inclusive and impactful spaces. If you're interested in attending, please visit aslaoregon.org. In Salem, the Lord and Scriver Conservancy works to ensure the home gardens designed by Elizabeth Lord and Edith Scriver are maintained. Elizabeth Lord and Edith Scriver practiced landscape architecture together in Salem from 1929 to 1969. Their firm was the first office of professional women landscape architects on the West Coast. Elizabeth Lord was born here in Salem and was the daughter of William Payne Lord and Juliet Montague Lord. William Lord was the Oregon governor from 1895 to 1899. In October 1899, President William McKinley appointed Lord U.S. Minister to Argentina. The family spent 4 years in Argentina, where Elizabeth learned to speak Spanish fluently, before returning to Oregon in 1903. In 1915, Juliet Lord, her mom, organized the first garden club in Oregon. It was called the Salem Floral Society, and now is known as the Salem Garden Club. In 1924, after her mother died, Elizabeth enrolled in the Lothrop School of Landscape Architecture, and this was located in Massachusetts. Edith Scriver had also attended Lothrop, but graduated in 1923, just before Elizabeth enrolled, and they both chose to travel to Europe in 1927 on a European study tour, which was sponsored by Lothrop and Cambridge University. On the ship, Edith was mistakenly placed at the children's table in the dining salon. When she requested a glass of wine, she was refused. And then she said, "Well, I'm going to go sit at another table." And it was here where she met Elizabeth Lord. They got along wonderfully after traveling around Europe together on the study tour. They had a lot in common, and then they chose to move to Salem in 1928, where they formed their landscaping business the following year. On April 2, 1929, the Oregon Statesman published an article celebrating Lord and Scriver's new landscape art exhibit, which opened in Salem. It read in part, "One of the most interesting exhibits goes from Salem, and another, which is of much more interest, comes. Thursday at the Gilbert Studio in Salem, those interested in the gentle art of gardening will find a most enthusiastic atmosphere for their most cherished garden dreams. Formal gardens, quaint little homey gardens, informal gardens, plans for them, pictures of them, and designs for them will all be on exhibit during the day, and Miss Elizabeth Lord and Miss Edith Scriver will be there to explain them and answer questions concerning landscape art. The works on exhibit are from the collection on which Miss Lord and Miss Scriver have brought together in their study and travel in the United States, Europe, and even the Orient. Miss Lord began her study of gardens in Salem in her own home, and Miss Scriver, whom Miss Lord met while they were on a summer student travel tour in Europe, and who has come with her to the West from her position with the Ellen Shipman office in New York City, has some very lovely prints and actual plans which she will have on display at the Gilbert Studio Thursday. It's interesting to know that landscape architecture, the art of creating lovely gardens, has shifted its authority field from Europe to the United States. We copy the old country gardens, but we do so with plans which we create and adapt to our own environment. If you want to learn more about Lord and Scriver, you can get the wonderful book by Valencia Libby, which was published in cooperation with the Lord and Scriver Conservancy in October 2021. And it's called The Northwest Gardens of Lord and Scriver. It was published by the Oregon State University Press. You can also visit lordscriver.org to find out more about local events and programs in Salem. Starting on April 19th, you can enjoy their Saturday Open Gardens at Gady Hollow from 10 in the morning till 1 p.m. And new this year in Salem, you can drop by and enjoy Gady Hollow Garden on Wednesdays from 10 to 4, May through September. I'd also encourage you to check out the video created by Salem's Culture and Heritage Forum called Women of Mission. This video explores the lives of four of Salem's most interesting women: Elizabeth Lord, Edith Scriver, Sally Bush, and Alice Brown. Salem's gardens and parks wouldn't be the same without the influence of these important women. You can find it on YouTube or on the forum's website. Thanks for joining us for a Salem History Moment. For more information about Salem's Historic Landmarks Commission and our Historic Preservation Program, please visit cityofsalem.net.